This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Sudan conflict prompted many global calls for ceasefire, but there are questions about other countries and how they can persuade combatants to lay down their arms. U.S. officials in Congress and the White House say that they're using their status in Washington and limited leverage to try to make peace. Anita Powell for VOA.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he delivered a message to the heads of the Sudanese armed forces and the paramilitary rapid support forces.
This morning, I made calls to Generals Burhan and Hamedi, urging them to agree to a 24-hour ceasefire to allow Sudanese to safely reunite with their families and to obtain desperately needed relief supplies.
General Abdel Fattah Burhan joined forces with General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, better known as Hamedi, to mount a 2021 coup. But they then turned on each other. And earlier this month, protesters took to Khartoum's streets after talks on a transition to civilian governance stalled.
China has denied all accusations of an overseas police presence, saying the United States is making a groundless accusation after U.S. law enforcement arrested two men in New York for establishing a secret police station. At a news conference, U.S. Attorney Breon Peace said China's Ministry of Public Security, or MPS, was targeting members of the Chinese diaspora in America.
MPS has repeatedly and flagrantly violated our nation's sovereignty, including by opening and operating a police station in the middle of New York City.
A spokesperson for China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said that the claims have no factual basis and there is no such thing as an overseas police station. The Chinese defense chief vowed Tuesday to take military cooperation with Moscow to a new level, a statement that reflects increasingly close Russia-China ties amid the fighting in Ukraine. The Chinese defense minister held talks with his Russian counterpart after attending a meeting Sunday with Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is VOA News. A Russian judge has ruled that American journalist Evan Gershkovich must remain behind bars on espionage charges. His lawyers did speak afterwards. VOA Cindy Sain has details.
The Wall Street Journal and the U.S. government have rejected the charge of espionage, which, if he were to be convicted, carries a sentence of up to 20 years in prison. The U.S. State Department last week declared that Gershkovich is wrongfully detained. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre condemned the Moscow court ruling and also called for the immediate release of U.S. citizen Paul Whelan, whom the U.S. has also designated as wrongfully detained. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says his country has completed the development of its first military spy satellite and ordered officials to go ahead with its launch. He did not say when it would be, but an outside expert expects a launch coming months. During a satellite into orbit requires a long-range missile launch. Kim was quoted in state media as saying that space-based surveillance is needed to cope with serious U.S.-led security threats. The U.S. and South Korean militaries began a 12-day aerial exercise this week and also held a naval exercise with Japan. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports a Missouri man who shot a black teen last week who rang the man's doorbell has surrendered.
According to the Clay County, Missouri Sheriff's Office, Andrew Lester, who is 84, surrendered at a detention center a day after he was charged with first-degree assault and armed criminal action. He shot 16-year-old Ralph Jarl twice. The assault charge carries a sentence up to life in prison. Lester told police he lives alone and was, in his words, scared to death when he saw a black male on the porch. The shooting has sparked outrage across the country.
U.S. Republicans are jump-starting an immigration and broader border enforcement package. The House Judiciary Committee will begin digging into the proposal that would make immigration law, including giving the Homeland Secretary the power to stop migrants from entering the United States if the Secretary determines the U.S. has lost operational control of the border. It would also make it more difficult for migrants to apply for asylum at the border. So far, House Republicans have failed to unify behind a plan. And some Latino Republicans want to see the House prioritize pathways to legal citizenship as well. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.